All right, listen, I want to tell you a story today. I think you know the guy who's in the story. His name was King David. Does anyone remember King David? You'll probably remember if I say this. Who killed the giant Goliath? Do you know who killed Goliath? David killed Goliath. Well, that was when he was a young boy, maybe about your age. But when he got older, he became the king of the whole country. That's like the president. And many years went by, and he was a good king. He did a lot of good things. But then he got older. I mean, a lot older, like your parents' age. And one day, he did a bad thing. He stole somebody else's wife. There was a lady that was married to another man, and he wanted to marry her. So you know what he did? He had that man killed. And he married this man's woman. Now, some of us didn't know that about David. We just thought David was always good, and he killed the Goliath, the giant. But later on in his life, he did this thing that was not good. But you know what he thought? He thought nobody knew. He thought nobody had found out about his secret plans. And he went on his life thinking, oh, so glad I didn't get caught. Now, don't tell me what it is, but have you ever done something at school or at home you shouldn't have done? Like you had cookies before dinner, or you didn't clean your room like you were supposed to? And you know what we always hope? I hope Mom doesn't find out. I hope my teacher doesn't find out. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. And there's just a thing that happens when we do something wrong. Many times it gets found out. Well, David didn't think anybody knew. And then one day there was a knock at the palace door. He said, come in. And in walks this preacher named Nathan. Can you say Nathan?
Nathan.
Nathan. Well, Nathan comes in and Nathan says, King David, I would like to tell you a story. I have a little problem, and I need to know what to do. And King David said, oh, well, come on in, and I'll tell you what to do. Nathan said, there was a man. He was very rich. He had lots of money and lots of sheep. Lots of sheep. And there was a poor man that only had one little baby sheep. Bah. This man's name was Little Bo Peep. And, no, it wasn't. Little Bo Peep. So, she said, you're weird. So Nathan is telling King David the story. He says, there was a man that had all these sheep. He was really rich. And then his neighbor was a poor man who only had one sheep. And this rich man one night went over and stole that man's one sheep. Nathan said, King David, what do you think should happen to that man, that rich man who stole that poor man's one sheep? King David was mad. He said, oh, I can't believe with all those sheep, he would steal that poor man's one sheep. I think he should be put to death. And you know what Nathan said? Nathan looked at the king, and he put his finger in his face, and he said, you are that man. But you know what? He meant, you had all this money. You had lots of wives, but you had to go steal a poor man who only had one person that he loved, his wife, and you killed him and stole his wife. For this, God is not happy. And you know what David did? David didn't say, what are you talking about? He didn't lie. He said, you're right. I did a horrible thing, and I'm so sorry. And he asked God to forgive him. Do you think God could forgive something so bad as that? He did. And he forgave God, and God forgave him. And he even called David. Listen to this, it's kind of weird. He said, David, you're a man after my own heart, because he loved David. So the lesson is, when we do wrong things, which we don't want to do, someone's probably going to find out. And we should always be sorry and ask forgiveness, and God will forgive us. Let's join hands and pray. Thank you, my beautiful sticker. Let's pray. God, thank you for your love, which never ends. Our mistakes don't tend to want to stop coming either. So we thank you that your love is never ending. Remind us, Lord, of David. Remind us that even when we do mess up, you're there to forgive us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.